How much would you pay for a bag of potato chips? Well, some people are apparently hitting their limit. One of the biggest snack makers say that its sales fell this spring because of rising prices. Grocery prices are not climbing nearly as fast as they had been, but many Americans are still frustrated by what it costs to put food on the table. NPR's Scott Horsley joins us. Scott, thanks for being with us.
Good morning. Good to be with you.
Of course, a lot of people will be in supermarkets this weekend. What kind of prices might they see?
Well, the good news is supermarket prices have largely leveled off. We got an inflation report this past week showing grocery prices rose just a little over 1% in the last 12 months. That is a big improvement from the previous year when prices jumped almost 5%, and the year before that when they soared by double digits. But leveling off is not the same as coming down, and we are still dealing with the cumulative effect of all those earlier price increases. When we asked NPR listeners, where do you feel the sting of inflation most? A lot of people said the supermarket.
I think that groceries stand out the most just because we're always at the grocery store and you have to eat.
Cindy Siner is a retired auto worker who lives in Virginia. Like a lot of people, she's bothered by what economists call shrinkflation and the feeling she's paying more and getting less.
You go in for one thing and you come out and it's $45. And sugar is only 4 pounds. You're not even getting a 5-pound bag anymore.
And people notice because, you know, they buy groceries week after week. It's a significant chunk of the typical family's budget, about 8% on average. For lower income families, it's often more than that.
And how are people reacting to these higher prices?
You know, for a while, they just grit their teeth and paid up. But we are starting to see more pushback now. Pepsi, which reported its earnings this past week, said sales of Frito-Lay snacks were actually down during the most recent quarter, which suggests we have reached the crunch point on tortilla chips. You know, maybe shoppers are cutting back altogether or they're switching to cheaper store brands. Amanda Whitworth stocks grocery shelves at a Target store in Florida. She often steers customers to the discount retailer's in-house bargains.
I like being able to point people in certain directions and be like, well, you may not have ever considered the Market Pantry bread, but it's $1.39 for a big loaf of it. And, you know, while that might not be someone's first choice, you know, it's a quarter of the price of some loaves.
Whitworth also does the food shopping for her family and says she's made some substitutions of her own.
Before, we would have bought a big bag of frozen chicken nuggets for our son, and the particular bag went up $3 extra. And at that point, I was like, oh, goodness. So we started making homemade chicken nuggets, which we'll probably never switch back because they're so good.
That sends a message to the big food producers. You know, when Pepsi and others start losing market share, they get more cautious about raising prices. And in some cases, they start to offer discounts.
Scott, are food prices, grocery prices likely to come down anytime soon?
You know, the price of some individual items will certainly come down. We've seen that over the last year with fruits and vegetables and milk and cheese. But in terms of what you pay at checkout for the whole grocery cart, that's not likely to drop very much. The good news is, as grocery prices level off, wages are catching up. Over the last year, average wages have risen about 3.5 times as fast as grocery prices. So one way to think about this is, how long do I have to work to buy a week's worth of groceries? For the typical worker, it now takes about the same number of hours as it did back in 2019, even if it doesn't yet feel that way.
NPR's Scott Horsley, thanks so much.
You're welcome.